Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, there's not terribly much to report in overnight trade, given the fact that the US markets were offline for the Martin Luther King holiday. So that tends to take a fair bit of participation out of the picture. We've only got the European markets to observe to find our cues. So the bottom line in terms of our own futures contract, the SPY finished with a gain of around 0.6% around the best levels of the session. And you'd probably see that as being a little bit of payback for the weakness that was a feature of yesterday's session as far as the ASX 200 was concerned, down by 0.8%. Probably a little bit rough in terms of its treatment there. European investors tended to see the glass half full when examining the Chinese growth figures from yesterday. The reaction in Asian trade yesterday was a lukewarm one, but the bottom line in terms of the momentum for Chinese GDP is a fairly encouraging one. The fixed asset investment and retail sales numbers were shy of expectations, so that was what people were sniffing at yesterday. But today it's a different picture. It seems like we're going to get a little bit of payback. As far as the themes in Europe were concerned, if you were to draw a longer bow, then you'd make the observation that consumer discretionary stocks were the ones that were more supported in the European picture. Adidas did quite well last night. As far as other themes are concerned, we saw mixed results for the miners in London trade. So Rio shares were up by about 0.5%, but BHP down by about 0.9%. Energy prices were generally weaker. So we had Brent crude oil down by 0.6%. Metals prices were firmer last night. The US dollar eased a little bit, which helped push things a little bit higher, but not by much. Gold, for example, up by 0.4%. You really wouldn't be hanging your hat too much on any of these price moves one way or the other. On the local front today, we have got some quarterly production reports, which is a bit of a theme running through the sector at present. So Oceana Gold and Rio Tinto will be updating on numbers as well. We've got the weekly consumer confidence figures to look at from ANZ and Roy Morgan. And then as far as the next day is concerned, the next window of Northern Hemisphere trade, we've got Janet Yellen testifying before the US Senate. This is as a part of her confirmation process. Of course, Janet Yellen, the former head of the US Federal Reserve, will be the incoming Treasury Secretary. So her initial thoughts on things in this forum will be looked at quite carefully. So that's something to look forward to. The Aussie dollar a little bit weaker at 76.8 US cents.